It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Here's a new term for you, D-block. It's a small but powerful chunk of the broadcast spectrum. With it, a data signal can find you even if you're behind a concrete wall or deep in a parking garage. Perfect for first responders in a national emergency. A House subcommittee holds a hearing today on whether the D-block should be given to public safety agencies or auctioned off to wireless carriers, with the stipulation that it be shared in a time of crisis. Glenn Fleischman writes for The Economist Online.
There are all kinds of different pieces of hardware that first responders use for communications. They've got walkie-talkies, they've got systems that let them send data, fire officials want to get building plans sent to the field, police may want to send live surveillance video back to headquarters for later analysis. All of these things require bandwidth, and it's all perfectly capable of happening, but there hasn't been a way to ensure that all these first responders who need vital information at the field need to convey it for their safety, for the safety of others, to most efficiently handle everything and communicate with each other on the site. There has been only scattered efforts to pull that together. So the current debate is whether this D-block should either just be given to public safety officers. They already have a hunk of spectrum that has been allocated, that was allocated a few years ago. They're saying they need more. Or should an auction happen in which billions of dollars are raised by a commercial firm, which, in the event of an emergency, has to immediately turn that over to public safety use? And there are questions about which is most efficient, which is the best way to raise money to fund these efforts, and whether a private agency, a commercial firm, would be in the right position to make the call and, with the right agencies asking them to, switch over this commercial service that they make money off of to public safety use for whatever period of time is needed.
The issue is making for some weird alliances among wireless carriers, for instance. Tony Rahm is with Politico.
AT&T and Verizon have spectrum in the 700 megahertz level. The problem is that Sprint and T-Mobile don't. And so those two carriers have been huge proponents of an auction, but AT&T and Verizon don't want their competitors to get that extra leg. And moreover, they don't like the auction plan because it would mean that they'd have to devote some of their network resources as well to making sure that public safety could talk in times of an emergency.
As the rules now stand, the D-block must be auctioned. That's what many House Republicans want. President Obama wants it given to first responders, which means changing the rules. Joining him are congressional Democrats and some Republicans. But new rules, says Tony Rahm, would mean new budget battles.
We've always long presumed that there was going to be an auction of the D-block and that that would net about $3 billion in federal revenue. That's already been included in some of the budget estimates that have been out there. Essentially getting rid of that, turning it over through reallocation, means there's now a $3 billion hole.
Auburn, Maine will give iPad 2s to all kindergarten students this fall. For analysis, we turn to Betty George Goody Pratt. She's 5 and headed for kindergarten this September. Hi, Betty.
Hello, Tomo.
Betty, do you know what an iPad is?
It's a big iPhone.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big iPhone, essentially. Would you want to have an iPad of your own?
Yes, yes.
What do you think you'd do with it?
Watch some things or play a game.
Would you learn stuff on it? I mean, would you use it to...
Learn to use some memory.
So do you think you would be able to take care of an iPad and not break it?
I will be very gentle. Very calm and very flexible.
Now, good to be flexible. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.